There has been a significant growth in interest in impact and impact investing. So different actors within the investment chain are starting to put more minds and strategic lens of analysis to impact. Consider how you can deliver outcomes, actual outcomes that benefits communities and the environment over the longer term within the existing risk frameworks that investors are, you know, obliged to respect from a regulatory lens. So usually impact investing has been driven by more philanthropic, you know, investors who have had the opportunity to take a higher risk tolerance. We have seen now that you can still design very good investment strategies and products with impact meeting returns. So there is a spectrum of impact investing, and there are different degrees of risk that investors are prepared to take. And the challenge is making it more mainstream, but also aligning projects and investments to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And that's a very broad consideration, because the Sustainable Development Goals were developed for countries. And in impact, what matters is an outcome. And the metrics to track and perform against those indicators, which are still in development, is really blurred. It doesn't mean that it's not achievable, but you have to be very clear about where you're starting from, which region and which communities or which projects or, you know, perhaps ecosystems you are bringing into a regenerative, you know, lens of project development, and then to what extent you're able to track that over time within a return that meets, you know, mainstream investors, you know, expectations.